So actually we'll record this lecture and post the sound with it on my homepage. And I don't know whether they're going to introduce me. Maybe I should bring up my homepage here. Show you the URL large enough. So this is, while I make time here before I get started, this is the link that gets most hit on my homepage. With a high school student, I wrote a demonstration package for the RSA encryption mechanism. And in fact, the way this is posted is, I post the MAPLE source and a worksheet, both in ASCII, so that there is no problem with downloading or anything. And I don't know, we've had maybe 10,000 hits on this. It's a cheap, pretty good privacy, because all you need is MAPLE, and everyone has MAPLE or Mathematica running now. I also have one in Mathematica for the calculus course. And this little program of 100 lines of MAPLE code actually gets you state-of-the-art encryption of your files. It's amazing how popular this site has become. I wish my research was as popular. So. The only reason we know about the many hits is because I never posted it. Actually, this high school student who went on to Johns Hopkins University posted it. And then there was a request on the MAPLE forum whether there was a MAPLE program that does the RSA encryption, and he said, yeah, we wrote one in this high school program, and here is the URL, and he gave the wrong URL, and he got something like 1,000 messages asking for the email messages asking for the right URL. So it's very popular. So this this is not my talk today. Is not about this. I just try to make time. The reason why it isn't in MAPLE is because it's actually patented by Rives, Chamia, and Edelman, and MAPLE actually would have to pay a license fee if they were to put it as a package in. I post it as a demonstration package for pedagogical reasons, but you still can use it to do the encryption of your files. So that's sort of the subversion to the patent policy here. I can always teach about it. I have to say that this is patented software, which when you actually would use it commercially, you would have to pay. Anyway, let's get started with the real talk here. I'm Eric Kaltofen, and I just joined NCSU, and I'm part of the Project 25 team. I'm teaching a course, the linear algebra course for computer scientists here, and in the progress of teaching the course and doing research and trying to post my papers, you run into the problem of putting mathematics on the internet. So the emphasis of this presentation is the internet. We've seen a presentation before about chemical animations. There are, of course, a zillion software products out there that enable you to typeset mathematics and somehow produce pictures that will display mathematical formulas. But that's not what I'm interested in. I'm interested in putting mathematical formulas seamlessly into internet documents. So the way mathematicians like to write mathematics nowadays, and I'm sure this will change, is that they use a typesetting system called TeX. And there are software products, actually, there are converters that will take a TeX document and convert it into an HTML document. And this is the example that I have. This will be my example, which I follow through my top 10 scientific formulas. What these conversion programs do is to take the mathematical expressions in the document and make pictures out of them. So actually, if you click at this formula here, it's a picture. So you can copy the image somewhere. You can't do anything with it. For one of my formulas was wrong when I posted them. It's the solution to the quadratic equation. I had the wrong formula there. And a student pointed it out to me, and editing this was just a nightmare. I had to change the picture. So these pictures are not very useful. So the alternative, and unfortunately I cannot show it to you, is to take the TeX document and convert it into PostScript or into PDF format. And they didn't install GhostView for me on this computer, so we can't look at it. Now, this is a format that is becoming increasingly popular with journals. So I don't know whether you've seen it. Mathematics journals, they're now posting past volumes on the internet. It's a very interesting process. You can't get the current volume, but you can get all the papers 5 years ago, because I guess libraries don't buy any more journals that were published 5 years ago. So these are also static documents. You can't do anything with them. And this is not the way we want to do it. They have one advantage. We were talking about cryptography before I started talking here. These documents somehow guard you against plagiarism. It may not even be plagiarism. If someone takes your proof from your homepage and pastes it into his or her book, and then says, this proof is by such and such, makes the reference there, and then verbatim writes down your proof, that's not plagiarism. It just saves the person to do the work. So there is now, with all the technology that I will be talking about, there is research being undertaken right now of how to cryptographically protect this document so that people cannot cut and paste the information. So these are the two things that have been popular with mathematicians, even with computer scientists, and what we just installed, because I installed it yesterday on the computer. Someone actually took it out from the computer because there wasn't enough disk space on it. There is a plugin that actually plugs into the Explorer or into the Netscape Navigator, by which you can view documents typeset in TeX. And every time I click on one of those, it really amazes me. This sounds so. So there it is. This is a TeX document. This is exactly how I typeset this list of the top 10 equations. And it's actually viewed in your browser. I'm sure you have used plugins. I'm sure you have used plugins, for example, to hear sound. The browsers do not automatically display sound on your computer. So there is a plugin, either Real or Audio or Toolbox, that you need to download in order to hear sound. And what strikes me with this plugin is this is exactly the same, except that it doesn't deliver sound or a movie. It delivers a TeX document. Now, this plugin is particularly interesting because what they try to do at IBM is, and I'm going to show you this on a real example, this top 10 formulas isn't really a good example. This was my exam in the spring semester, and yes, I still typeset my exams in Tech. The reason for it is that unfortunately the HTML format allows you to put documents on the internet, but it doesn't allow you to format documents for printout. So if you hand out an exam, you want some white space for the answer, and it's not there. In fact, you cannot even enforce page breaks in HTML. So this has always annoyed me that one cannot actually convert these online documents into printed documents easily. So I still use this, and the nice thing, and this is of course what IBM has been doing its work on, is that it is an internet document, so there are live links here. Here would be the solution to the first question, and this is of course not an interesting solution, so let me click on a more sophisticated solution here. So this document that I've prepared in Tech is like an HTML document. And the plugin, actually, you can download for free from the IBM site that I have on the homepage of this talk, is very simple to install. And I actually think that this is the future of mathematical typesetting. I'll explain to you why. I do not believe that the future of mathematics on the internet will be special purpose software products that will give you good mathematics, but which you cannot incorporate seamlessly into an internet document. So the importance, and we've heard it in the talks before, I sat through this section, and everyone says that we have this great software product, and now we want to migrate on the internet, and nothing works. Because actually the remote viewer cannot access the software, the animation software, or the dictionary software, because it's not on his or her computer. So instead, what people do, and in fact those browsers allow for it, they build plugins. This is what Microsoft would call plug and play technology, also known to my students as plug and pray technology. And sometimes you have to pray that the plugin actually works. Now what you see in this answer is there is a marker here, backslash RR, that is not defined.